Now, another Astros podcast.
The day before Father's Day, second game with the Boston Red Sox. I've got kind of the dad of this team, Carlos Beltran, with me today. Happy Father's Day before tomorrow. I know you're real proud of your kids.
Thank you. Same to you. Very proud, honestly. It's a big blessing having the opportunity to be a father. And, you know, in my case, I have three beautiful kids, and I love them. Honestly, you know, you hear it from friends, you know, when you're young and in your career as a ball player, that, you know, wait until you have your kids. It's a beautiful thing, and honestly, it is. I'm being blessed, and it's the biggest blessing we can receive as a human being.
Tell me about the example you got as a kid growing up in Puerto Rico. Your dad, I'm sure, was a hard worker like yourself. Tell me the example he set and some of the things you and him did.
Well, honestly, my dad, like you said, you know, he was a hard worker. You know, he basically worked extremely hard to raise my older brother, my two little sisters, and myself. You know, my mom didn't work, so he was the only income coming into the house, and he worked extremely hard to, you know, to give us what he could. And honestly, you know, a super humble man, hard worker, super serious, honestly, in his job and in life itself. So I got to learn from him a lot of good things. And, you know, I thanked him for the man that I am right now.
When I think of you, I think of somebody that's a great communicator. I mean, you've got a great presence about you. Did your dad teach you that, or was that your mom?
I think my mom is more vocal in the house than my dad. My dad is very calm, very relaxed. You know, he just he has this you know, attitude about always being under control. And I think, you know, if I got that, I got it from my dad. You know, in the game of baseball, you gotta be able to control your emotions and make sure that, you know, you take the field every day, and you don't let the emotions control the outcome. You know, so you have to basically be under control. And my dad was he's always that type of person. You know, actually, my mom get upset with him sometimes because he say that he's too calm.
Okay, what about baseball? So he was calm when you were playing baseball and just let you have fun? Was that the gig?
Yeah, my dad never pushed me to do anything else. Honestly, he support me. I used to play basketball, volleyball, and baseball. And, you know, sometimes I used to go from a volleyball game to a baseball game, yeah, and vice versa. And he always was there to support me, honestly. I mean, he let me enjoy it, you know, let me have fun with it. And basically, when I was 16 years old, you know, I had a conversation with him because I was kind of confused. I was like, didn't know what to do. I told him I love volleyball, but also I love baseball. So I don't know, you know, which sport I should pursue. And he said, you know what, man? You know, I do believe you have potential in baseball. I don't know. Maybe it's because I play baseball. And all of our family, you know, have played the game of baseball. No one in our family have played volleyball. And I, you know, just that little conversation changed my mind to focus on the game of baseball. And thanks to the Lord, you know, I was able to make it to the big leagues and be right here right now talking to you.
Last thing with Carlos Beltran. So when you got to the United States, I mean, you were a young kid, and I'm sure there was homesickness, all of that stuff, a new language. Mm-hmm. What were those conversations like with your dad when you would call back home?
Well, honestly, when I signed as a professional, I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. I cried like every night, yep, like for a month, you know, calling my mom, you know, because I was the first time me being away from them. And yeah, it was an adjustment, you know, didn't speak any English. So it was hard for me to communicate with coaches, you know, anyone at the ballpark that wasn't a Latino player. So, and back then, we don't have many Latino coaches, so it was, yeah, extremely hard. But at the end of the day, you know what, my mom really supported me. She understood the process that I was going through, and, you know, she was there for me, my dad also. And, I mean, I was also, I knew what I wanted in my mind. You know, I wanted to be a ball player. I knew that was going to be a challenge, but that wasn't going to be able to stop me. I needed to continue to move forward, and, you know, I put I started finding the way to how to communicate with coaches. And, you know, I was afraid at the beginning because I didn't want to sound like I didn't...
Like you weren't smart.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I didn't know the language, so I needed to to, you know, to focus on it. And thanks God I was able to pick it up.
That's Carlos Beltran. Thanks a lot for catching up, and happy Father's Day, buddy.
Happy Father's Day, same to you and all the fathers out there.
Every baseball fan has a big league dream, and DraftKings wants to make them come true with the Big League Call-Up. We're offering 30 special contests over 30 days. Each winner will receive a different once-in-a-lifetime experience. You could be taking batting practice on the field, throwing out the first pitch before a game, or acting as general manager for the day.
Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
That's just to name a few. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com and get ready to make your big league debut. DraftKings, the game inside the game.
Robert Ford joined by Astros bench coach Alex Cora, and the Astros' best record in baseball coming into play today, and obviously have gotten off to a good start. Coming in your first year with the team, going through spring training, did you think that there was a possibility this team could get off to the start that they've gotten off to this year?
Yes. I think talent-wise, you could see it, you know, looking from afar and just being in spring training, you know, after I joined the team. And it's a talented group, talented group that has a lot of room to improve, and that's the dangerous thing, you know. If the guys keep learning and keep playing the way they are, you're gonna go have your up and downs, you know. But I think, what we're shooting for is to win a World Series. And if they keep buying the product, you know, if they keep learning what we're preaching, they're gonna be in a good spot in a few months.
What were your impressions of the Astros? Just, I mean, you're working for ESPN in the last few years, just watching them from afar and watching what the Astros were doing and trying to build here before you got here.
2 years ago, they caught the world by surprise, and you saw what happens towards the second half, and they had a great run in the playoffs. And last year, and it happens, you know, you take a step forward, and sometimes you got to take two steps back to then move on and keep moving the way you want to. And last year, early in the season, a lot of mistakes defensively, running the bases. Obviously, we know the whole story about health, you know, but I'm a big believer that if you're a championship caliber organization, you're deep enough to survive those stretches. And last year, they didn't. This year, you know, you can see that there's some guys stepping up, you know, Martes and, you know, Paulino and Fires, and that's what it's all about, you know. It's not going to be, you're not always going to win 12 out of 15, but if you can survive the rough patches, you're a championship caliber team, and we feel we have that this year.
You know about championship caliber teams. You won a World Series ring with the Boston Red Sox, so the Astros are playing this weekend. In 2007, you were an infielder on that ball club and got a chance to play in a few postseason games during that run. What was that whole experience like for you? First of all, you know, going into that season, you know, obviously the Red Sox won the title a few years prior, but a little bit of a different team in that 2017 than the one that won in 04.
Yeah, got traded in 05, and we made it to the playoffs, lost to the White Sox. They swept us in 06. It was awful. A lot of injuries, and, you know, it was a bad year. It was a bad year. Then, you know, next year the rotation was solid. Josh Beckett, Daisuke, Kurt, those guys step it up. And then Papelbon, he did an outstanding job in the bullpen. But offensively, a great team.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the Astros those 12 days, you know, that we were grinding at bats and putting crooked numbers in the scoreboard. It was like that every day. You know, a team that, you know, obviously led by David and Manny, but Mikey Lowe, Kevin Youkilis, J.D. Drew, in the beginning of the season, Coco Kris, and then for the playoffs, Jacoby Ellsbury. In the beginning of the season, I was playing second base, and little by little, Dustin Pedroia got his feet wet, and then, you know, the rest is history. Look at him right now. So it was a great team, very athletic, no up and downs, very solid in our approach. You know, we didn't get caught up on how good we were. We just wanted to play every game, and people forget that team was down 3-1 against the Cleveland Indians. I still remember we had an off day, you know, after losing the third game, and the next day was Josh Beckett against CeCe Sabathia. Josh threw a great game. We beat CeCe, and then we went home, and J.D. Drew hit a grand slam in the first inning against Fausto Carmona, then who was Ramon Hernandez.
Right.
And then the last game, Pedroia just put us on his shoulders after a seventh inning, and then in the play in the World Series, you know, with all due respect to the Colorado Rockies, they had no chance. it was a team that you know, Tito and his coaching staff, they did an outstanding job to keep us in the moment, and we were veteran enough to understand that, but at the same time there were some young players that were coming up and they contribute, and you know, it was the most gratifying baseball experience I ever had.
Alex Cora, Astros bench coach, thanks for joining us, and hopefully you can get that second World Series ring in an Astros uniform.
Oh, that'll be great.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.